Well, Kyle, it's been, it's been a while since we've had a chance to visit about this judging team at Ohio State University. Let me ask, are you pleased with how they're performing?
I'm pleased with the progress that we're making. This group, we had a few folks who were really advanced, but really as a group, they were pretty inexperienced when we began. And they've started to pick up things, particularly in the last month or so. They've started to make a lot of improvements. So I'm very pleased to see our progress. And of course, as most coaches would probably agree to, we'd always like for them to do a little better, you know.
So is that progress a result of hard work?
Oh, definitely. The students practice 6 to 8 times a week, depending on what the test, exam schedules and those types of things are. So, yeah, I mean, they're putting in a lot of work, a lot of effort, and nearly every Saturday, so, yeah.
Now, the last contest was Houston?
Yes, we traveled down to Houston for the stock show and then also the contest that was there. That was actually the first time that an Ohio State team had been to Houston, so it was kind of a new experience for everybody. And it was good. It was a very good experience. We improved about 5 spots from Denver, finished 12th out of 26 teams, and probably the biggest accomplishment was we gained almost 60 points in regions as a team, and that was well over double what any other team had saw as progress between the two events. And so I was very, very pleased to see that, and particularly one of the young ladies, Paige Gunther, she improved almost 50 points from the Dixie National, which was in February. Paige is one of the more inexperienced folks on the team, and so she actually didn't compete in Denver, at least not in the livestock contest. She did compete in the carload contest, but so I didn't have that to compare her to, but I could compare her to the contest in February, in which she made an awful lot of improvement.
I understand you gave the team members a rather unique opportunity on with some practice while you were down in Texas.
Well, yeah, for sure. I mean, our students don't get to see a whole lot of Brahman cattle, and so we were able to go to V8 ranches in V8, and then there's another place down in that area. Those two are two of the world leaders in purebred Brahman production, and V8 has... They've been longtime supporters of judging teams and judging programs. They actually host an annual practice for any team that wants to come, and so we took them up on the offer this year and were able to do that. We also were able to see a bull test, which basically what that is, for folks that aren't familiar with that, people will consign bulls generally shortly after weaning, and they will keep the bulls and they'll feed them and they'll measure their performance. And then at the end, the top X percentage of the bulls will be sold then to the general public. And so we were able to see the bull test at Conner State College, which is one of my alma maters. And we were also able to go to Texas A&M University, one of my other alma maters. And so it was really neat for me to get to show the students kind of where I'd went to school, but then also to give the students a unique opportunity to see some things that they don't see every day here in Ohio.
So where does the team go next?
Our team will compete in a couple weeks down at UT Knoxville. And that contest is called the All East. That contest consists of 3 days worth of competition. The first day, they're evaluating the animals live and they're estimating what their actual carcass value is. So they actually estimate how much fat and muscle is on the animal. On the next day, they are evaluating only breeding animals. And then at the end of judging those breeding animals, they'll be asked 10 questions per class. So they'll have 9 classes, total of 90 questions. So it's a combination of how they placed the animals as well as how well they evaluated and remembered the animals. And then the final day will be a typical judging contest with 12 classes and 8 sets of reasons.
Sounds like
and all those scores are combined to come up with an overall winner, as well as a winner each individual day.
Sounds like a good event.
Yeah, it's quite the massive undertaking to prepare for, and and for certain for the host school to put on, just the amount of livestock and the amount of work that it takes. It's a very, very in-depth contest and certainly requires a lot of preparation on everybody's part.